Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. This is not Alex Jones. I know it. This is Ted Anderson. I'm just popping in here for Alex Jones. He and I had a conversation earlier today. He said, hey, look, silver's gone nuts. Gold is going up. Will you please get in there and tell everybody what's going on? And, of course, how could I turn that down? I just need to tell you, he's had just one really awesome time with Jesse Ventura traveling, looking into all these new show topics on his conspiracy show, and just can't wait to see those productions. I'm sure they'll be out very soon. So, anyways, Alex Jones will be back in town. He's waiting in the airport right now to lift off, get back into Austin, Texas, back in the saddle, right where he belongs, front lines, enemy range, and he'll be here tomorrow live. Just real quick, he and I have been talking about this for quite a while, and I can't say it enough, man. The federal government is telling on themselves. Alex talks about all these conspiracies and what's going on, how the banking community has rigged the system and has, you know, that things are going according to plan on them. Well, the Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document describes that to the T. I mean, they are saying that we're going to be like Argentina or Brazil, or you can compare us to the Greek economy. The United States is in trouble, but the neat part about it is they have a graph on the federal public debt held by the public here, and it goes all the way from 1790 up to the year 2010, and you can see when these elite people had stepped into the marketplace in 1913, creating the Federal Reserve System, and also in 1913, the income tax, the federal income tax, and almost immediately thereafter, the World War I starts, then we have the Great Depression. World War II goes beyond that, and you can just see this debt thing growing, and you can see the whole economic turnaround from that start to where we are today. And this is from the Congressional Budget Office. I mean, it is just absolute pinpoint on the money, and it's coming from Congress. Everybody should have this document. Midas has it. We'll print it off. We'll mail it to you. We'll email it to you. Whatever. You need to get this document, read it, and you need to give it to your friends. And the neat part about it is it's coming from Congress, so it won't sound like it's coming from a tin hat wearing loony like me. It'll sound more like it's coming from our government, which is what it is. I'm not saying that I've been wrong all these years about what the government's been doing, nor has Alex. We've certainly have backed up everything we say with documentation, so you can use that documentation. But this is like a silver bullet that's going to put the werewolves out of business. I mean, it really is. It's called the Federal Debt and the Risk of Financial Crises by the CBO. It was written on July 27th. I've been advertising it, but I'm not kidding you, man. I want you to read this thing. Secondly, gold has hit a high now of $1,264 an ounce, which means that it's just sitting right behind its last market peak. And I'm still offering the franc deal for the international forecaster for a year and the franc for $270. Now, if you take the 159-year subscription that I buy for you off of that price, you come up to $111 a piece or $555 per ounce for gold. I mean, you just can't hardly beat that. I want you to call us at 1-800-686-2237. That CBO report is free. If you'd never want to do business with us, I don't care. But I think you need to get this, and I want you not only to give it to your friends and family members, but anybody who will listen, because this is the United States government saying that we're about ready to crash. And you can do something to support yourself and to take heed and cover. I mean, all these people that are sitting with their money in the bank right now in the stock market, I mean, you name it. All this stuff is, it's all in trouble. And you can protect yourself by calling 1-800-686-2237. And by the way, silver jumped over $20 an ounce, and we are still carrying the Walking Liberty half presently right now for $9.75, which is $11 on the internet now, which is a huge difference from where it is right now. So call us at 800-686-2237, and Alex Jones says he'll be seeing you tomorrow.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got 52 minutes left in broadcast today, Wednesday, July 7, 2010. And I know that the Oklahoma City bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Building was 15 years ago, but it's more important than ever because on all these television documentaries, they're invoking it again and saying that people that are against the New World Order and people that are against the federal government taking over and health care, they're terrorists. They're going to kill you. And Alex Jones wants violence. He wants to kill you when we actually call for the opposite. And so it's clear that they're getting ready to play that card. The Hatari, I even 7 months before they got busted, said they've got infiltrators in there. And it turned out they had two. The feds have covered up who they are. But I think the fact that people exposed that there were some fake arrests there with at least two of the nine people, caused that trial to fall apart. And the judge said this was politically motivated and just a PR stunt, kind of like Waco. Yeah, they were doing some weird stuff, most of it exaggerated. They could have picked up Vernon Howe, a.k.a. David Koresh, any day. He went into town every day, had an auto parts repair shop 2 miles away. They wanted that big stunt, and that came out, of course, in the ATF documents. And then that really blew up in their face. So the feds bombed Oklahoma City. And the evidence is just 100% in triplicate, up one side and down the other, that the feds bombed Oklahoma City. And people who work for the federal government need to realize that. None of you are safe. So we're going to be talking to some very interesting individuals. And we've got two of them in here now. Towards the end, I may try to get one of the other fellows in here who I've interviewed before, who's got great connections and research between Oklahoma City 15 years ago and 9/11 9 years ago. So that's coming up. But in other news, this is the type of stuff that comes across my desk every day. This is out of the Korea Times, and it says, can good emerge from BP oil spill? And this is by Kenneth Rogoff. And Rogoff was the chief economist of the International Monetary Fund, which is openly trying to set up world government. And he says the fact that BP oil spill is on the cusp of becoming a political game changer of historic proportions, we may get a carbon tax long advocated by a broad spectrum of economists. It is a generalized version of a gas tax that hits all forms of carbon emissions, including from coal and natural gas. In principle, one could create a cap-and-trade system of qualitative restrictions and accomplishments, much the same thing, and it seems to be more palatable to politicians who will jump through hoops to avoid using the word tax. So the World Bank and the former IMF head, because it's one group, they're basically saying we're going to get a carbon tax out of that. Interesting little tidbit. But don't worry, we got thousands of emails with the heads of the UN program hiding the fact that the Earth's been cooling for 10 years, stopped warming 15 years ago because of the sun cooling off. UK inquiry finds emails do not undermine climate science. UK inquiry finds emails do not undermine climate science. And then, of course, we wrote months ago about this inquiry. It's all headed up by top global warming globalists. This is like having Joseph Goebbels run the Nuremberg trials on Hitler. I mean, or having Bugsy Siegel run the trial of Al Capone, or having the Genoveses investigate the Gambinos. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, it's worse than the fox guarding the hen house. And we have a key article by Steve Watson up at PrisonPlanet.com. ClimateGate whitewash complete. Third inquiry clears everyone involved. And then we have our top stories today. They're up on GCNLive.com. That's GCN, the initials, GCNLive.com. That's the Genesis Network that syndicates this show. New York National Guard units scan vehicles for gun confiscations. We have the Fox News clip there from the local news and photos of the gun searches and confiscations going on in America at GCNLive.com. And we also have some other reports up on GCNLive.com. Polish troops trained to take on American terrorists. And our 25-minute video report, I sent two reporters for a week, 2 weeks ago to Chicago. That report is now filed. Foreign troops training for gun confiscation on video and to take the American people on as terrorists. That's all up at GCNLive.com. So just unbelievably important information. Now for the balance of the hour, turning to guys who we could have on for 10 hours, and they have their own radio show on Rule of Law Radio. We'll give you that website before they leave us. They're James Lane and, of course, Chris Emery. And they're both filmmakers, researchers, some of the best research out there. And so I wanted both of them to just spend 4 or 5 minutes apiece explaining why Oklahoma City is important, giving the basic facts. And then you had some nice government documents about Jolly and West, the admitted mind control head MKUltra doctor, along with Ewing Cameron, being McVeigh's doctor throughout this whole thing. I mean, you can't. A science fiction writer couldn't come up with stuff this bizarre and in our face. So we'll talk about that today and who you think McVeigh really was. Chris Emery, why don't you take it first?
Well, thanks for having us on, Alex. The reason Oklahoma City is still relevant today is that it is a script that the federal government has followed for the last, I'd say, 35 years. And it's easy to see when an action comes up like 9/11 or these militia raids and so forth, you know pretty much you set up a clipboard and you know exactly what's going to happen. And even before I got into filmmaking and the truth movement, so to speak, or research on this, I was listening to your shows, and I said, you know what, Alex is right. You hit all of the points, and it's easy to see how they do this. And they have no compunction. They're not embarrassed. They're actually very proud of the fact that they repeat these. And it's insidious. It doesn't get any worse than that. People need to wake up. And they need to know not only Oklahoma City, but Waco. It's a consistent trail of events, and it gets worse. The body count is worse as it goes along. What we're trying to do with this film is bring out a lot of the information that people haven't been exposed to. Now, James is going to elaborate on footage that has never been seen before that has come our way. We're going to highlight that.
You're interviewing Terrence Yagi's family about how they murdered him. I mean, you're getting all the interviews.
Yes, sir. So anyway, we want to bring a completely fresh perspective on this, information that has never been revealed before, and we are very grateful for having the opportunity to be on here to reveal this information.
Oh, I'm glad to have you here. This was just the afterthought that you're here to interview me for the film. I'm honored to be part of that.
Yes.
But I mean, get into just the – let's say you had 3 minutes on national TV. What would you say to the public about Oklahoma City to get them to realize what really happened?
12 people were involved that we know of, it as many as 18. The scripted two perps and nobody else involved is complete bunk. That is a slap in the face to the victims' family members and survivors. People need to realize that we are going to expose information. We choose to remember the deaths of these people and the truth versus a lie. The second thing is that there were so many people, so much resources. There was more money spent covering up this case than actually investigating in the proper manner. The federal government actually went backwards. They did a complete U-turn on all of the ethics, all of the integrity, all of the resources, the professional, everything they had. They threw it out the window just to make sure that this was covered up, because we know that there were actually assets, government assets, both in the United States and elsewhere overseas, that were involved in making sure that this thing came down. They were supposed to stop it at the last minute, and it backfired right at their feet.
Well, and that's what they always tell the mid-level people is, oh, we're going to stop this. Just like in the first World Trade Center attack right before Waco, I mean, they hired an Egyptian security agent, Ahmad Salam, had him cook a real bomb, and he's going, look, you're going to let the bombing go forward? He knew they were setting him up.
Exactly.
So he recorded them, and that came out in the New York Times and CBS, and they said, look, let it go ahead and happen. We're going to do this. And so that's how they always do it. But, I mean, you have Jane Graham, everybody else in the building, seeing McVeigh and the other guys in there planting the bombs, and she thought it was gray sticks of butter.
That's right. James, you wanted to go ahead and add a few things on that?
Yeah. I think the one thing that stood out to me the most as I'm doing my research was the AMFO bomb, the story that it was AMFO that was used. The ammonium nitrate and fuel oil mixture would create a cloud of nitric gas. Well, we know because of the Terence Yeakey story that he was there within minutes of the bombing pulling Tom Hall out. Nobody had any problems with respiration. We know V.Z. Lawton, he was there. He's a survivor.
Nobody smelled it. And of course, General Parton, the building blown out, not in.
Right. And so, I mean, if it was AMFO, there would have been a huge nitric gas cloud over the building. And initially, right the minutes after the bombing, the wind was blowing right into the building where V.Z. Lawton was. Nobody had any problems with that. So, I mean, that disproves that AMFO was used. We have evidence, the 40-year anniversary of a bombing in Madison, Wisconsin is coming up this August. And 23 people were sent to the hospital after the first responders were sent to the hospital because they were overcome with the fumes. You know, so we know that that's the pattern of it, and they expect us to believe this. It gets so cartoonish. It's almost like Wile E. Coyote tiptoeing in with the Acme bomb. You know, and this is what they expect the American people to believe.
Then we have the footage of them removing the other bombs that didn't go off. I mean, and parts of the building blown across the street, the opposite direction of the truck bomb. I mean, it just goes on. And then killing the cop that was exposing it, torturing him to death, and just I mean, it goes on and on.
Well, the story of Terence Yeakey, you mentioned the video that we did on that. We just thought it was important for that story to be told. I mean, that man was a real hero. He worked himself beyond exhaustion to save people that day. And he said that was the official story was not how it happened. And, you know, I mean, he was concerned for his safety.
Right before they tortured him to death, he thought he'd been poisoned, right?
Yeah, he was sick. They were talking about getting him to the hospital. And I think to protect his family, he kind of isolated himself from them. And he was on the way to a meeting that morning, and he never made it, you know. And
they found him tortured to death.
Yeah, the rope burns, possible rope burns on the neck, the angle of the shot. He bled out in the car, walked a quarter of a mile after bleeding out, and then shot himself at a downward angle. You know, it ruled suicide immediately, and it's absurd.
The information that we're getting, Alex, you let us know how you're doing on a break, is that both there are good members of law enforcement, local, county, state, and federal level that have come forward, either admitted their identity or wanted to be, anonymous. And there's a consistent pattern of, okay, this is the information that makes sense. What the federal government and their, like you said, the cartoonish story, simply can't hold its own. There is no factual foundation on it. So we go back and we say, okay, we're going to present the information that we know is factual. Reams of documentation, every single thing that we're going to have on the film, we'll have a bibliography, and there's going to be reference on all of that. So there's no question. And we're going to paint a completely different story. We need to get the truth out on this. People will have that as a foundation, just like a lot of your movies, to make a judgment call on what's going to happen in the future. They have to know.
Well, then you've got the FBI coming and brandishing guns at Hoppe Heidelberg, the head grand juror's house, and telling him you're not going to call these witnesses, you're going to shut up. I mean, you have the motive. I mean, Bill Clinton on Air Force One a year after the attack, they said, why did you get reelected? Your approval rating was way down. It went way back up. He said, Oklahoma City got me reelected. Hmm. Well, I mean, that's why Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag.
The Whitewater documents were housed in the building. for the whole investigation.
He was going to go down like a lead balloon. It was unbelievable. May of that year, congressional hearings were going to take him down on the Whitewater investigation.
Let's fix this all with one shot. Blow that building, make sure there's kids inside. People love images of them, and get rid of them documents at the same time. We'll be right back.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
With no end in sight for the global financial crisis, it's become very evident there is a global food shortage upon us.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed? What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now. This is your last chance to stock up and save with the last Mountain House sale of the year. For 1 week only, September 6th through 13th, Ready Made Resources offers GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House case lots, plus free shipping. Go to readymaderesources.com. Before it's too late, see the variety of quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this 25% off case lots is only through September 13th. Call 800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House foods with free shipping. That's 1-800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Sale ends September 13th.
All right, we're going to go right back to our guest in studio, listening on the radio out there on the AM and FM dial, Global Shortwave, Satellite, XM. You can also watch us live streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Chris Emery, filmmaker, director, producer, living in Oklahoma City, known him for many years. And, of course, James Lane, also doing great work, both making a Oklahoma City film set to come out in the winter of this year. Okay, you were going over incredible information about Jolly and West and other tidbits, things that are documented on record but are so bizarre, it's where truth is stranger than fiction. Get into it.
We've got a researcher, Wendy Painting, that has been uncovering these documents, and she's actually getting through information that the FBI hadn't even seen. It was actual records for the defense. And we've got a hold of Jolly West's resume. And I've always...
That's McVeigh's doctor from the time he gets arrested to his execution.
Yes. And I always suspected that there was some link with, you know, mind control, psychological warfare. And sure enough, on the second page of his resume, we've got where he worked for the Tavistock Institute.
Which is the top British mind control operation. And then, of course, he was in the MK Ultra 77 hearings as the number two man in the world in the MK Ultra program under Ewing Cameron.
Right. And now this has Tavistock Institute has direct links back to when the Fabians absorbed the National Socialist Science through Project Paperclip. So, I mean, this guy was really the inheritor of that knowledge. And now he goes in to the location there in El Reno.
Mm-hmm. In fact, guys, do a document cam shot of this. I'll keep going.
And in El Reno. And what did the warden say there?
Well, the warden says he runs a clean operation that was at the Federal Correctional Facility, a mile and a half from where Teriyaki's body was found, by the way. And when he found out that there were hypodermic needles on McVeigh's trays, that's it. I do not allow drugs. I don't allow paraphernalia, nothing in my prison. What's going on here? 2 weeks later, he was relieved. He was transferred to another facility.
And that's how the Japanese created their mind control assassin ninjas was drugs and sex, but please continue.
Well, we see that they said that he was so drugged up, that McVeigh was so drugged up at that point that he would have admitted to assassinating Abraham Lincoln. Then Jolly West's protege took over after that, Dr. John Smith. Now, he is currently in psychiatric department at Guantanamo Bay. So, again, these guys, there's a constant.
And they admit Guantanamo Bay has a CIA base on it where they do mind control study.
Yeah.
That's MSNBC.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, this is amazing.
And there's transcripts that show where Jolly West is talking about working with Jack Ruby. I mean, he goes back that far. And the type of situation that Jack Ruby was going through and the mental stress that he dealt with and comparing that with McVeigh. McVeigh showed signs of post-traumatic stress, Gulf War syndrome, prior to being deployed. Dental visits. I mean, just an enormous number of dental visits in the military. That doesn't happen. You know, what were they doing with this guy?
Well, that's where they knock you out and you disappear a few days.
And it's enough to pose solid questions. You know,
well, the state police, when he got pulled over, they said he was just...
Charlie Hinger.
Yeah, go over what a cop said. I mean, he was out of his gourd.
He was surprised to see that McVeigh was packing heat, and he had several magazines of rounds on himself and in the car. But the peculiar thing about Charlie Hinger, a lot of folks don't realize, it was his day off. He's 62 miles outside of his precinct. What in the world is Charlie Hinger doing zooming up I-35 going after... In fact, he wasn't chasing anybody in particular. He was just cruising, and he stopped McVeigh for a speeding violation. And then to find out his tag was off, he wasn't registered. There was a lot of things that certainly pose a lot of questions. Number one, Charlie Hinger wasn't supposed to be there. So that's a huge red flag right there.
No chemical residue on McVeigh at all. No explosive residue. They checked his ears and I mean, nothing.
And, of course, the feds have grabbed all these surveillance tapes, and FBI agents told the L.A. Times they've seen them. It shows McVeigh with these other men.
Sure.
So the feds have these tapes, but they're saying they don't exist.
How many tapes did they copy over?
580 tapes were actually copied and contracted for by the federal government. There were survivors that sued for 24. The FBI lied, said, well, they didn't exist. And they said, well, we lied, but here's another lie. So out of 580 tapes, there were 120 of interest, which means they had three copies of 120 tapes. That's five times more than the original amount that they
had. But the local news talked to the FBI agents. They say there's one from right over the truck, and you can see John Doe number two and McVeigh, big as Dallas.
So all of these things, this body of information literally comes at us by accident or by people that are conscientious, sitting on it for several years, and they come and say, look, we need to get this out.
What do you make of all these people that were in prison with him and Terry Nichols and others with these signed affidavits that McVeigh was like, yeah, I was in black ops. We were setting up militias. I mean, that fits with the MO we had.
Their family was surprised. McVeigh's family was surprised. They said that he worked for the government. He wrote the letter saying that, he was working for the CIA smuggling drugs in. They just assumed that he was black ops.
Now, this is on an FBI 302 witness statement. It's bona fide, people. We're not pulling this stuff out of our ear. This is documentation. The federal...
Stay there. We got a long segment. I'm going to try to quit injecting points there. There's so many. But let's go over who McVeigh was. Let's go over what's admitted. I mean, this guy, and for all you black ops people out there, you know, they're going to set you up, too. Okay? They enjoy burning you. Remember the Mayak report. They hate veterans. They hate cops.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes.
We're going right back to our guest with this intriguing information here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about Pure Water Freedom. PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners on Prison Planet and InfoWars.com or go to PureWaterFreedom.com today to take control of your water supply. Or you can just trust the government and the hundreds of deadly chemicals they put in the water by design and not filter your water. PureWaterFreedom.com, all made in the USA, and I know that makes a lot of globalists mad. Now, going back to Chris Emery and, of course, James Lane working on this this Oklahoma City bombing film, which will be out in the fall or the winter. Continuing, gentlemen, with what you were discussing there about just, you know, all the bizarre things here and these FBI reports and now the affidavits and all these witnesses and McVeigh telling people, yes, I'm a government agent, and one day this is all going to come out. And then you see him on TV doing interviews, just looks like he's bombed out of his mind, looks like a complete drug addict on the side of the road, and he's got the top mind control doctor living, because Cameron had died by then, Jolly and West there, in, you know, shooting him up with this stuff. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, you know, if they would just show us the tapes, you know, there's how many tapes that Jesse Trinidu tried to get?
Jesse had contacted myself and a couple other survivors, members of the bombing committee, and he says, what location should we ask for the tapes? And we gave it to him. He went to the federal government. They obfuscated. They delayed. They gave himself a video footage of people walking in buildings two blocks away. It had nothing to do with the Murrah building at all.
Hallways in the building next door. I mean, yeah, it was ridiculous.
It was complete garbage. And so he was able to get about 28 tapes, but they were useless. I told Jesse, I said, Jesse, they have 118 in their possession that we know of, that they duplicated three copies of. So we know that was, as they say, of interest. Ask for every single one of those tapes. He didn't get them.
They say national security. They say that.
No, I saw that in the news and in papers. National security on these videos. Because it's national security that the globalists blew that building up.
Right. And that's why we're calling the documentary A Noble Lie. That's from Plato's The Republic, where it's the lie that the elite tell to maintain social harmony in their position. You know, because, I mean, there was just, it was so ridiculous, they just keep perpetuating this lie and expect people to believe it. I guess, you know, national security, it would be against social harmony. If they would just show us the tapes, you know, it would answer all the questions. It would answer the John Doe questions, you know, as far as who was in the truck.
Well, let's go back, but before we get into that, because we left off of that. Who is McVeigh? I mean, this guy disappears out of the military. He's showing up at all these militias all over the country. Mm-hmm. He's telling family I'm black ops infiltrating militias. He's telling others I'm bringing narcotics in for the government.
He was a sharpshooter in the U.S. Army during the first Persian Gulf War. In fact, he was so good that he was on the security detail for General Schwarzkopf, which means you really have to get your numbers, accuracy and everything. And he was commended. Ironically enough, he was given a Medal of Commendation when he was in prison, actually in the county jail in Denver awaiting trial. That's how good he was. The Army was obligated to give him that medal. After he got out, the FBI lost track of him for, well, we know at least 4 months, as long as 6 months. And that's when he turned up with the Bill Bean story up in South Dakota, or North Dakota at, it was the National Guard training base.
Yeah, where they actually train in explosives.
So, and there's clear video of him at the explosives base a year after he supposedly got out of the military.
And that's all been vetted out by linguistics experts from the University of Utah. Mr. Bean did a very good job, superb job, everything thorough research right there. So that's ironclad. He had at least four different identities that we know of. South Dakota driver's license, Michigan driver's license, Arizona driver's license, and an Arkansas driver's license.
Just like Lee Harvey Oswald, who is now has been declassified, was at a CIA base in Japan and was allowed to infiltrate Russia and then allowed to come back to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here are these spies, you know, shooting the president.
Now, the people, it's one thing to ask McVeigh, it's the people that he actually surrounds himself with. Andreas Strassmeier, national from West Germany, dad's number three with the Helmut Kohl administration, traveling throughout the U.S. with an expired visa for 4 years, no gainful employment, all of his credit card bills are being paid for. Come to find out, he actually had the passcode to the federal building in downtown Fort Worth. While he's trying to infiltrate these different militia groups, both in Texas and in Oklahoma. 4 weeks before Oklahoma City bombing happened, he was literally kicked out of Texas by the militia groups. They actually scouted him going into the rear door of the federal courthouse, punching the keypad, the security keypad. 24 hours later, they said, look, you got 3 days to get out of this state or else we can't guarantee your safety. Where's he go? Ellwood City in Oklahoma. Unbelievable.
And that's got the Southern Poverty Law Center running it.
Absolutely. They're all over that like white on rice. So, anyway, you wanted to talk about the tapes, I guess. We had other information on that.
Well, no, we covered that. I mean, basically, they're just, they if they just told us they caught on fire or something, it'd be at least more believable.
Yeah.
But they just, you know, they're like, well, no, that all of the tapes, outside tapes in all the separate buildings through separate security systems all changed their tapes at the same time. You know, it's absurd.
But we have FBI agents who told the LA Times and others, because I've had these articles, mm-hmm. that they have seen the videos, and it shows Tim McVeigh with John Doe number two.
Secret Service memorandum, actually 2 weeks after the bombing. It's right there. And that was actually entered in the state trial for Terry Nichols in March of 2000.
And Nichols has signed an affidavit saying that McVeigh was black ops.
Yes. He has no reason to make this stuff up. Terry has everything to lose and nothing to gain by that claim.
What about the new guy that I interviewed? I mean, he's not new. He's been around for years, but we were able to get the first interview in over a decade. Mr. Cooper, and he was saying McVeigh basically told him the same thing, and they told him, we won't execute you if you'll just shut up.
David Paul Hammer.
Hammer, not Cooper. Yeah,
that's right. There's some very good information to support that. Again, David has some solid info, and Wendy has been able to corroborate a lot of that.
Yeah, and Chris was actually able to go out and scout some locations that was talked about in the book, that there's no way that David Paul Hammer would have that knowledge of that. Unless someone that was there, you know, told him about it.
If I may preface this, Alex, before I decided to really jump feet first into this project, Devin was with me, and we had a small film crew. We literally toured 5 miles around the crime scene, and we're trying to piece all of the stuff from the official story together. Didn't make any sense. Then we went back to what the committee had gathered in their 572-page report.
The Oklahoma's Bombing Investigation Committee.
OKCBombing.net, if you don't mind, we'll plug.
Yeah, led by Charles Key.
Unbelievable.
State rep.
So we went through that book over a matter of about 4 weeks, and we're looking at all of these locations, and we're literally painting a mosaic of, yes, this does make sense. Physically, these guys, the 12 perps and the additional six, that may or may have not known that they were working for the government in various capacities, they were at these locations, and it was at least four different groups working together in concert to make this thing go off. It wasn't two lone nuts driving an Anfo truck in front of the Murrah building.
And how long would it take, 30 minutes or more for them to drive from that park in Kansas to the location in Oklahoma City? And by that point, the ammonium nitrate fuel mixture goes inert.
Yeah.
They would have to stop it along the way and remixed it.
The Arabs, these 3,000-plus brought in by George Bush Sr. and then a couple thousand by Clinton, the media investigating them, claiming that they were connected in with some of these other people. From your deep research, is that a red herring? Because that looks like classic government ops where they just have all sorts of other operations coming in at the same time to create a fog of war.
Yes, it is. And there were actually stunt doubles of McVeigh that we know of. There were two teams that carried this thing off. One to actually do the dirty deed, and then, of course, McVeigh and his useful idiots to take the fall.
There were many concentric circles in play.
Exactly. We
know. And, of course, none of them know all of it. I mean, it's like the London 7-7 bombing. Clearly, if you research that, they hired these guys to be part of a drill. They had the drill, and they blew them up on board the bus and the train. Some of them got away. It was even in the news at Canary Wharf, the police machine gunned them and just said, you didn't see that. I mean, it's so easy to do this stuff.
It's amazing. They run the same script, and it's so disgusting and just it's appalling to see how they pull this off.
But continuing with the concentric team, sorry.
We have basically the two teams downtown. There were at least 12 individuals. They were sighted as early as 6 o'clock that morning, actually running, jogging the escape routes they were going to take.
Well, at the same time, the Oklahoma bomb squad is at the courthouse across from the Murrah building looking for explosives, and they never found any there. That's his reports, eyewitness reports, seeing that as early as, 6 a.m.?
6:15 a.m. There was the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Department and the ATF actually doing a roadblock, a bottleneck, 10 blocks away, checking vehicles for incendiary devices. And
what about the head of the FBI anti-terrorism crew lying and saying he was in Dallas and then got a flight, but then later it was proven credit card receipts, he was there days before?
Danny Colson drove up at least 18 hours before. The credit card receipts at the embassy suites does corroborate that. So we're not quite sure why he chose to, as they say, distort the truth, but that's his deal. So the credibility, right, it was gone. I can't believe anything he says. Ironically, Janet Reno removed him from the case 4 days after the bombing because he had basically turned and says, look, I show up for work every day. I'm supposed to do a good job on here. I want to investigate this case correctly. And she says, no, we don't need you on the team here. We're bringing in another team to completely corrupt this.
What about ATF? Because you had some of the emergency crews saying ATF was there in bomb gear and in their raid gear saying, bandage me up. I was on the ninth floor. And they're like, everybody, it's on record that that thing was empty and they weren't on the ninth floor. The elevator was blown out.
That's right. Exactly. In fact, it was Dr. Chumley that told these guys to take a flying leap.
Tiffany Bible, she was a paramedic. She arrived 4 to 5 minutes after, and she said that there were agents in full gear. And then you've got other witnesses saying that they overheard the ATF say, is this why we got the page not to come in today? So, I mean, there is a amount of evidence of foreknowledge. The FBI evacuation of the building, a separate building that morning.
And it's because a very small part of the government's involved with foreign black ops and others that this does come out. People always say, well, this stuff would come out if it was real. It did come out.
Yes. And it's out in full view right now. And that's why we're able to assemble all of the information. Folks, I can guarantee you right now, you have never heard, I'd say probably 70% of this has never been posted on.
Well, I'll tell you what, for your safety, I mean, obviously the film's coming out winter, and I can't wait to carry it at InfoWars.com and get it out to people. So I know you guys are great researchers and have done a lot of original work. But for your own safety and for knowledge out there, I know you've already released some of this footage. It's so important. Tell people some of the new developments you've discovered.
We have over 10 hours of footage that hasn't been seen by the general public before, and over 1,000 photographs. We've got excellent footage of the crater. And it's completely offset from the large bite in the building. And as General Parton said, that the building, the first bomb would have been around the third floor. Well, you can actually see, I mean, it's probably, 30, 40 feet offset from the small crater where the car bomb was. And then the floors are actually concaved around the third floor. So you could see, and that was the biggest bite in the building where it blasted that out. You had people said that they heard what sounded like a rifle shot, a high-powered rifle shot, which is it works the same way with C4. It wouldn't have been as loud of an explosion. And that's where you hear all of the survivors talk about rubble coming down, people getting under their desks. They had time to get under their desks, and then the car bomb goes off outside. The bus tilts twice.
Yes, twice, 6 blocks away. 14 people were in that building, had enough wherewithal, the cognitive ability to take cover. That simply wouldn't have happened if they would have been hit.
And you see the repeat with the feds. They love to have their diversion. The plane flies in, then the buildings blow up, and then no one notices the 47-story building not hit that falls in perfectly. We interview the guy who was the deputy head of emergency management. He says, yeah, there were bodies. They blew it up. Then he dies mysteriously. But, I mean, it's the same thing here. Real bombs go off, diversionary truck bomb, because the public's going to go, well, how did they get bombs inside? I mean, it's sick how their psychopathic brains work. It's criminology. They do the same stuff over and over again.
And the lack of humanity. I mean, the children that were in the building.
Well, it's a gambit. I mean, when you understand the military officer mind, and this goes back thousands of years, they write about it. Let's say you're Alexander the Great or you're Julius Caesar or somebody else. If you send out a detachment of, say, 50 guys into a valley where you know an army is at, but you want to draw them out and see their numbers, you know your 50 guys are going to get cut off and killed. But now your argument is that'll save 100,000 of your main army because now you've gotten that intel.
The ends justify the means.
And so the ends justifies the means, the noble lie. And so America needs to take over. The Arabs are dangerous. We're going to blow these buildings. And we need a Pearl Harbor-level event, as the PNAC document said by the vice president,
right,
to get this done. And it's the same thing, Oklahoma City. They've got their collectivist world government. All these states we're moving to get out of the UN and to declare the 10th Amendment. Well, we'll just blow the hell out of this building and blame it on the Patriots. And that's what they did. Within 10 minutes, Bill Clinton said, talk radio, Rush Limbaugh, it's your fault.
And they're already digging this back up to demonize the renewed Patriot movement in this country. We've got a researcher, Kay Beach, is, going to talk about the MIAC report and the Department of Homeland Security right-wing extremism lexicon and how they use the Oklahoma City bombing to demonize the Tea Party. It's like, if you believe in supporting the Constitution and you oppose tyranny, well, you're a McVeigh. You're one of those government haters.
Oh, no, they say I'm a McVeigh.
Yeah.
And, I tell you, the Southern Poverty Law Center in that Chris Matthews documentary, they call me by my first name. Oh, Alex, we're not saying he's going to cause violence, but his followers are. So now I guess I've never talked to these people, but they're on a first name basis. That's how much they're, because I know they don't like it that I talk about how they were running Elohim City.
Well, we were doing the 15th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing press conference. At the same time, there was a Tea Party going on outside in Oklahoma City. And this is at the time that there was a lot of talk about militias again, and nobody was really even talking about it. They were talking about like a volunteer force to take over because all the National Guard's deployed. And we have a lot of natural disaster in Oklahoma, and they wanted to have some volunteers ready to go in and help. help. And that's all that Charles...
Civil defense.
Yeah, 22 states have...
Charles Key wants a militia to attack the government.
And all of that information that came out was not on the tape. It was not in the interview. The editor took the reporter's story and completely fabricated all this stuff.
Well, no, that's like Rand Paul. There's like a two-second delay, and he's like, excuse me, yes? Yes, I can hear you. Oh, you agree with getting rid of the Civil Rights Act? No, I don't. And then they ran the headline. He says, get rid of the Civil Rights Act. I mean, these are hoaxers.
Sure.
These are slime bags. These are crooks.
And it makes you wonder what they're cooking up, because in the public mind, they're trying to link patriot movement to militias to violence.
Muslims.
Yeah.
So now they're trying to say that the militias have linked up with Al-Qaeda. Can you believe those dirty American? I mean, yeah, the good old boys are working with Al-Qaeda when that's admitted CIA. I mean, folks, they're getting ready to set you up.
Yep.
The offshore banks know you're awake to what they've done, and they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on you unless we trump them with the info. And let me tell you, this isn't 15 years ago. People know about false flag terror now. It has entered the lexicon.
And that's why it's so important for this information to get out now, because, again, they're using it to demonize the renewed patriot movement in this country.
You guys better hurry. They could stage... stack attacks, more Oklahoma cities any day.
What we'd like to ask the viewers is to keep an open mind when this movie comes out. And thanks in no small part to you, Alex. I mean, you were definitely the support over the years. You were the inspiration for us to continue on. There were many times that we wanted to set this aside because literally, cognitive and mentally, it was so overwhelming. It was so bad. It was so deep. It was so far down the rabbit hole. But...
Well, when you know they're lying about that, then you start, everything's a lie.
Exactly.
Well, and that's why we want to get the truth out. I mean, I believe that bravery is contagious, you know, and I'm a member of We Are Change, and I really take that to heart, that we have to be the change that we want to see in the world. It's an internal process. We can change the outside by changing the inside.
Stay there. Final 5 minutes. Let's talk about that on the other side, because if we don't expose Oklahoma City, we can't expose 9/11. We can't expose the Gulf of Tonkin. We can't expose these false flag events. They're using them to enslave us. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Worked on a 10-minute video that just went live with a story. Obama guilty of high treason, selling out sovereignty to Mexico with his suit against Arizona. Key video up on Infowars.com. It's just now going up there right now. Look at this one. This is out of KDVR out of Denver, Colorado. Thieves could go free while victim faces jail time. Two illegal aliens were stealing his trailer. He ran out, told them to stop. He shot one of them who got injured, and he says he's going to face life in jail, and they're to be released because basically they're illegal aliens and God. So this is your criminal government, ladies and gentlemen, who wants to take your right to defend your life and property, just like England does. Holland O. Vandernieuwhof is a really interesting fellow who I've interviewed before. We'll have him back on when the film comes out, but he's done deep research, and he's part of the film team. Holland, you've worked on the Oklahoma City connections to Oklahoma. Just real fast, rattle some of those off.
Well, we have a lot of concrete connections. For one, Hussein al-Husseini, who was named as John Doe number two by Jaina Davis at KFOR-TV in Oklahoma, filmed, named specifically by witnesses on the scene as that was the man who was in the truck, Hussein al-Husseini. He later works for Boston's Logan Airport on the day of 9/11. He was a baggage handler. And as I recall, two of the hijackers flew out of there, and that's where their luggage went through, and they found incriminating will and so forth. And then you have, like, Melvin Lattimore, a man whose original credit cards were used in the first World Trade Center bombing in 1993. He was a known confederate of Tim McVeigh and Tim McVeigh in 1995 before the bombing. And later on, he was a roommate of the 20th hijacker, the 20th 9/11 hijacker.
And the guy that got his head sawed off, he was at an airbase and loaned his laptop to one of the 9/11 people.
He was on a bus in Oklahoma City and loaned his laptop to one of the hijackers who used it to email the 20th.
Right, a bus.
Actually loaned it to someone, an unknown person who used it to email the 20th hijacker in Minnesota. But this was like in year 2000. I mean, they didn't have wireless access on buses back then. I don't think they even have it now.
The point is, this is a spy nest.
Yeah. Sure. So, I mean, there was at least one researcher who appeared before the 9/11 commission to testify that Norman, Oklahoma was home to an Al-Qaeda cell prior to 9/11. Well, no one's ever been prosecuted or arrested in this cell, so obviously what was going on, there may have been some kind of logistics or support cell going on, but there were a lot of things going on, and the only way to view all of these events, World Trade Center 93, Oklahoma City, 9/11, is that they're not isolated. They are connected. They use some of the same people. They use the same SOPs, the same cover-up methods. They disregard the videotapes, of the Pentagon. We've never seen a plane crashing into the Pentagon. We've never seen the videotapes of what happened in front of the Murrah building.
They wire a building, fly a plane in, wire a building, bomb a truck.
It's not bad enough that they blow up a truck bomb outside the building or they fly a plane in the building. They got to wire the building with explosives to increase the body count. It's the same SOP. And one of the points about this movie is unless we confront the people who are doing this, bring them to justice, this is going to keep on going. It's going to keep on happening, and each time it's going to get worse.
How did you get involved in this?
I'm from Oklahoma. I started researching the case, and I started doing some research on my own, putting out a hand-printed newsletter that I would hand out, and I met Chris Emery at an event where he's handing out copies of Final Report.
September of 05.
We started to collaborate. We started collaborating at other conferences, truth conferences, low-power FMs, radio shows, and this is just another step in trying to expose the truth. It's been an honor. This meeting Chris really set me on the path to finding the right thing to do here.
And that's Holland O. Vandernieuwhof. Pronounce it right?
Vandernieuwhof.
Vandernieuwhof. I always get names wrong here.
It's all right.
Well, it's always good to have you on. I had you on, what, 2-3 years ago?
About 3 or 4 years ago when I posted one of my first articles about the connections between 9/11.
Yeah, that was a good story.
If I may, if we have a second, I want to give a special mention to Devin Winter, our director of photography and our production coordinator. Devin has actually followed a lot of your work for the last 7-8 years. He came on board with this film and he says, I'm in because I want the truth to come out. And he's actually done a lot of the commercial interviews for the official story. And he says,
That doesn't hold water. He says, I want to come on board with you.
That's wonderful. We look forward to interviewing him when the film comes out. Because if they keep staging these terror attacks and blaming it on the Patriots, we're going to lose this war to defend America and save the Republic. Folks, most terrorism is staged. It's being used to enslave you and your family. Stand up and say no. Thanks for coming in, guys. Good job to the crew today. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.